Episode 3296, Do You Want to Know the Truth?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. And our question today is really going to be focused on your marriage, your relationship with the person you're sleeping with. And sometimes we've got some battles there. Sometimes we're not always on the same page. But do you want to know the truth? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, in marriage, people truly prefer to see what they want to see, seeking that validation rather than facing the truth. After all, no one wants to be wrong. So in your marriage, do you want to know the truth? And I really want you to think about that question because you might be saying, oh yeah, Christiane, I want to know the truth. I want to know everything about my marriage. I want to know everything about my spouse. But you see, it's much easier to ignore the underlying issues and put a Band-Aid on the situation. It's much easier to say, you know what? Yeah, this too shall pass. We'll just get by it. And that's true. You will get by, but will you get through it? And will your marriage be better for it? Does what you do in your marriage elevate your marriage, or is it just a temporary fix? Are you using that Band-Aid? Are you using that ACE wrap just to say, you know what? I don't really want to face what I need to face right now, but if I can just, you know, be done with it, then great. That's what we'll do. But then what happens later on? All this stuff begins to build upon each other. They're little building blocks, and they're the negative building blocks. It's one thing to have building blocks that are positive, but if you're building up the negativity in your marriage, what do you think happens eventually? The weight of it? Yeah, it crashes. My friend, you have got to step out of this comfort zone and challenge yourself to seek the truth. So if you want to know the truth, turn off the sound. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. I know you're like, what? Well, that's all right. I want to keep you, you know, kind of engaged here. Because as you know, marriage is a two-way street, requiring effort and commitment from both partners, right? Both of the sweethearts have to say, you know what? Yeah, we're in this together. It takes two to tango. And acknowledging this responsibility is crucial for creating a strong foundation. However, even if both partners can carry this responsibility, it only takes one to initiate the change. So don't sit there and say, oh, well, I'm waiting for my spouse to come around. Really? You might be waiting for another decade or two. Seriously, what if you were to initiate the change? What if you were to create that impact in your marriage that would shift everything right now, that would pivot it and allow you to elevate your marriage differently, where in suit your partner would come beside you? So today I want to examine where you currently stand, where you are in your marriage, and where you want your marriage to go. If you want to know the truth, turn off the sound. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Turn off the sound. And as you know, turning off the sound, right, is kind of a metaphorical way of emphasizing that actions speak louder than words. And so do your spouse's actions. We may think, oh, well, you know, what they say is what really matters. Yes, words have power, don't get me wrong. But a lot of times our actions, our looks, our tone of voice, our body language, how we approach or not approach something, like, are we coming in with closed arms? Are we sitting there scowling as we have a conversation? You know, are you giving that dirty look? I know my kids, for example, and I know we're talking about spouses here, but you'll get it when I share this with you. You know, my kids could see me from far across the room and they know if daggers are coming out of mama's eyes. Like, you know, you will behave or else, right? Well, we have that same type of relationship with our spouse. And sometimes we don't realize to the depth of that relationship. And sometimes it's more negative than it is positive. And it's not necessarily that we mean it to be that way. But as you know, when you're in a marriage, unfortunately, we let down our guards. That's a good thing and a bad thing. We let down our guards, but when we do that, we treat them, usually our spouses, to just be like, okay, well, you're just going to have the real me. And if I'm mad, man, I'm going to show you that I'm mad. But for my friends, I got to have this facade and I've got to look like I've got it all together. So you're great at work. You're great at church. You're great with your friends. But man, at home, you're a holy terror. And I'm not saying you're an angry person. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that your true colors come out because you let down that guard. Now, there's positive and negative to that, right? Well, number one, you feel safe in that environment of like, okay, I'm just done with this and I'm tired of putting on the mask. And other times it's like, well, is that fair? Is that fair to treat the person that you said I do to, that you looked at each other in the eyes when you said your vows and said, I'm going to love you for better or for worse? And a lot of times we don't want to know what the worst side is. We only want the for better because the for better is easier. But the for worst, not so much. But then life happens and we get busy and things get out of control. Not that it's wild, not that you're kind of like this loosey-goosey, you know, crazy person. No, it's just that you got bills to pay. You've got responsibilities with the children. You got the dinner dishes and dogs, as I love to say. Then on top of that, you have this presence of like, what am I to do next? Where am I supposed to go? Because nothing's changing and I feel like I'm missing something. And unfortunately, what normally happens is that there's this kind of shift and it comes because life comes at you. It could be something that's devastating in your family. It could be something that maybe your savings is now dwindling so fast that you don't have a cushion any longer. Whatever the case may be, it's one of those things where you're like, what happened to us? What happened to us? If you want to know the truth, turn off the sound. And so I want to walk you through three things that really I hope will help open up your eyes and more importantly, open up your heart. Number one, pay attention to what isn't being said. You have to be intentional about looking and watching and observing your spouse and yourself. Yep, I didn't just say your spouse, it's also you too, because it's a two-way street, right? Marriage is a two-way street. You both play a part in what's happening in your marriage, okay? It may look different on both sides as to who's contributing to what things, but both of you are contributing, whether it's negative or positive. So when you pay attention to the unspoken cues and signals within your relationship, it invites you to see what isn't being seen. And often these subtle signs can reveal more about the true state of your marriage than any spoken words. Or you can sit here and throw spaghetti against the wall, but not all of it will stick. Some of it will fall off. You know, the meatballs may leave a spot or two, but they're too heavy, so they don't stick to the wall. Only the stickier parts will stick to the wall. So you only remember certain things, and pretty soon your stories of your memories of the heated conversations, the arguments, the good things even begin to change. And usually what happens is we begin to stack the negative against the positive, and the negative grows and the positive shrinks. So by observing what isn't being said, you can begin to unravel the underlying truths that may have been overshadowed by daily routines and busyness. Because we just want to shut the door. And a lot of times that busyness, those daily routines, help us ignore what's in that linen closet that needs to be cleaned out. Now, you know me and my linen closet, right? Yeah, I have three of them. And it's not getting any better. And right now, two of them are being torn up. But that's for another episode. So pay attention to what isn't being said. Be intentional about it. Number two, follow the clues where they lead. This means that you are not going to sit here and say, I want to find this and seek that out. No, follow the clues and see where they lead. Because when you do that, it can provide valuable insights into the challenges your marriage is facing right now. You might uncover something you never noticed because you were in tune with the words, not the actions. And our words, we can spout things off. There are so many couples right now that just communicate via text. That's not healthy either. Now, for some people, they're like, well, but text, at least we can't get mad at each other. Yes, but then you don't know what's happening. You don't know the emotions and the feelings. I don't care what emoji you use because emojis can be interpreted differently. You've got to communicate. You've got to be able to see and watch So as you follow the clues without any prejudgment, you can see what is really happening for better or for worse. And you've got to be honest about it. A lot of times we don't want to be. So, you know, if you want to know the truth, turn off the sound. Follow the clues where they lead. And finally, number three, face the truth in love and grace. You know, it requires a willingness to face the truth head on rather than avoiding uncomfortable conversations or sweeping problems under the rug, right? Those dust bunnies, yeah, we want to hide them. And that's great. If they're behind the couch, yay, we don't know they're there. But one of these days we move that couch for the holidays and you're like, oh my goodness, what happened here? Addressing these issues with love and grace is essential for nurturing your relationship's growth and prosperity, meaning you want to elevate your marriage, right? You want to elevate your spouse. You want to build them up, not tear them down. Regardless of what is happening in your marriage, I truly believe in the depth of your heart, you want the best for your spouse, for yourself, and your marriage. But if your actions say otherwise, then you need to face the fact of how you're loving well or the lack thereof. So we've got to be willing to face the truth. What has been uncovered? Following those clues, those little breadcrumbs that say, oh, you thought you were doing well here, but maybe you're actually not. Maybe you find yourself complaining more to your husband. You know, guess what? He's probably getting tired of it. Now, not that he shouldn't be there for the worst part, right? But if every conversation is a negative conversation, how is that going to lift you all up as a couple? It's hard. It's tough. And that wears on him because maybe in the circumstance that you're in, maybe he can't really do anything for you. You've got to make some changes, but you don't know what that looks like. Ultimately, seeking the truth in your marriage allows you to gauge the emotional temperature of your connection rather than reacting to fleeting moments. This is a way you can see the barometer of the day, not the temperature of the moment. Interesting thought, huh? Where are you looking? Are you only looking at what is happening right now with the words that are being shared? Are you looking at the whole picture? Do you want to know the truth? Because if you do want to know the truth, turn off the sound. And when you do that, it truly encourages you to dig deeper and uncover the root causes of any discontent or disconnect. Once you understand these underlying truths, you can develop strategies and work together to overcome any obstacles that may be hindering your marital bliss. I mean, who doesn't want to be happy and feel engaged in their marriage with a partner who loves and cares deeply? I believe that's at the heart of every marriage. Every person wants to be seen and heard, whether they're single, married, divorced, wherever they are in life, every person wants to be seen and heard. And we go about it unique ways, right? You throw in your personality, you throw in their life circumstances, you throw in their the weather, you throw in there where you live, right? Your city and your community and your church, and all of a sudden life gets really complicated. But if you get down to the very base layer of it, everybody wants to be seen and heard. Your spouse wants to be seen and heard. You want to be seen and heard. If you want to know the truth, turn off the sound. So take a moment to eliminate the distractions and truly see your marriage for what it is. Embrace this opportunity to communicate honestly, listen attentively, and work together towards a happier, more fulfilling partnership. And when you see gaps in your marriage, ask yourself, what would a caring and loving wife do? What would a caring and loving husband do? In the journey towards a thriving marriage, facing the truth is not, I tell you right now, it is not easy. It requires courage and vulnerability. It requires you to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, oh, I've fallen out of love. And not because of your spouse, but because of where you are in your life. But remember, acknowledging and addressing the truth with openness and love can pave the way for a deeper connection and contentment that will lead to a more fulfilling marriage. That's what you're aiming for, right? So take aim. Are you ready to turn off the sound and discover the truth in your marriage? I bet you are. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.